The Institute for Race Relations, or IRR, has handed over 200,000 signatures to Parliament with names of people who are opposed to what they say are government's attempts to undermine property rights. This comes a day before the initial deadline for public comments on the Constitution's 18th Amendment Bill is due to expire. The deadline for public comment and written submissions on the bill will, however, be extended by another month. The IRR says the signatures were collected through various platforms. Campaign manager at the IRR, Herman Pretorius, handed over the signatures.
These 200,000 names, part of the process that the IRR engaged with South Africans in person, through speaking events, through SMSs, through letters, through emails, phone calls, our website, social media, making sure that this democratic debate can really take place.
And 6,000 people have been prevented from disembarking from a cruise ship which has docked near Rome. Medical staff are checking a Chinese woman on board who's shown symptoms of the coronavirus. The virus has now killed 170 people in China. However, some media organizations have put the number of cases at more than 7,000 in mainland China. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
The Costa Smeralda cruise ship has docked in the port of Civitavecchia near Rome, but the 6,000 passengers on board have not been allowed to disembark while a Chinese woman travelling with her husband is checked by medical staff. The cruise company has told the BBC that the woman, a 54-year-old, reportedly had a fever, raising fears that she had contracted coronavirus. She and her husband are believed to have flown from Hong Kong to Milan on the 25th of January to join the cruise, which went on to Marseille, Barcelona and Mallorca before returning to Italy.
The top story at 4 o'clock, Eskom has confirmed that it will implement stage 2 load shedding from 9 o'clock tonight to 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, Tottenham make a late move for Southampton. Captain Pierre-Emile Højbjerg and Djokovic beats Federer to reach Australian Open final. Details are more coming up at 4:30.
In Joburg on the M1 North, look out for a stationary vehicle after the Marlborough Drive exit. There's a power outage affecting traffic lights at multiple junctions in the Paulsdorf area. Heidelberg on the N3 North, there's an accident near the De Hoop Toll Plaza. Midrand on the N1 North, there's a stationary vehicle before New Road. Cape Town on the N7 South, there's a jackknife truck causing delays between Epping and Langa. On the M3 Philip Hosanna Drive outbound, expect heavy traffic at Hospital Bend. And in Durban on the N3 West, look out for a stationary truck before Spaghetti Junction. If you come across any traffic problems, please WhatsApp us 082-550-5151. I'm Nadia Romanis with your traffic.
Tando to better keep busy, always working. Look like a model, got my whole clique flirting. Hey. Grand got my back, cause we go big back, sports news, talk facts.
Hey. Yeah.
And they didn't know some weight. News Nadia, all about the cake.
Hey.
Last but not least, it's Mr. James. Keep the whole team together like a frame. Yeah, that's a squad to booty drive. 5FM, where the vibe go live.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.